My father was a contractor. Most of the houses that he built were for white people here. From my house where the highway came all the way across was just like literally our farm area. So I was glad when that highway came through because it cut the roads off and they couldn't farm anymore. So those were the longest roads to pick vegetables. I said, thank God for this highway. Somebody else made me realize this too. Rarely did you see blacks living on the main highway. My neighbor, now is Tri-County, but next to me was a white nurse. And I mean, this is like a compound of relatives. But it was unusual. And then when I looked at Clinton per se, where the county seat used to be, there's an old Methodist church up there. And I remember my dad taking me up there to see the gallery where slaves worship. Now his grandmother was a slave in this area. So we go back. And funny story about that. Before the Civil War, my great-great-grandfather was sold to a plantation in Thomaston, near the Georgia-Florida line. And he had met my great-great-grandmother. So when the war was over, he walked back to Clinton so they could get married.